Summer in New Orleans is not always conducive to long walks through the French Quarter with out-of-town guests who have no clue how hot really is. As beautiful as our streets are, many summer days are best spent indoors, especially in the heat of the day. There's a house on Royal Street, a beautiful house on Royal Street, where we can actually go to do that. But it's my bet many of us have never done it. 533 Royal Street has a pristine, if somewhat intimidating, exterior. So you can't blame passers-by for wondering whether they should even step into the carriageway.
I would tell them that the architecture may seem foreboding because it is right on the street. It's a granite facade right on the street. But that's the way things were built in the 18th century. And if you just step inside the carriageway, a whole world will open up of beauty and history. It's just a wonderful place.
That's Priscilla Lawrence. She is the director of the Historic New Orleans Collection, an avid and devoted protector of everything about this city's history and culture, past and present, and the official hostess, if you will, of one of the most interesting archives in this country.
The Historic New Orleans Collection is a museum and a publisher and a research center in the French Quarter in New Orleans and is very dedicated to that area. General and Mrs. Kemper Williams started the Historic New Orleans Collection because they were very interested in the French Quarter at a time when not many people were. In the late 1930s, they purchased a building that was built in 1792. They realized the importance of the historic structure and wanted to preserve it. The general was one of the first commissioners of the Vieux Carré Commission, and he was very interested in preservation. He also loved collecting, and so did Mrs. Williams. So things just sort of grew.
General Kemper Williams, a native of Paterson, Louisiana, married New Orleans native Lelia Hardy Moore in 1920. From that time on, both became ardent lovers of the quarter and collectors of important Louisiana documents, a role now being carried forward by Priscilla Lawrence. She's been part of the HNOC for 32 years, the past 12 as director, and she's watched as the collection has expanded over those decades, building for itself a national reputation.
My favorite way to explain it is that it's about New Orleans and Louisiana history in a national and international context. The richness of our culture involves so many different areas and people, and it's so much fun. It's so interesting, and there are so many stories to tell and so many different avenues.
Now the collection possesses hundreds of thousands of precious objects, artworks, and papers, primary documents going back to the very beginnings of New Orleans. When that kind of collecting happens in institutions, they inevitably run out of space. That's true about HNOC. Over the years, they have acquired other buildings, always deciding to stay in the quarter. They renovated a major building in the 400 block of Charter Streets, turning it into their reading room.
Now, there's a new addition to that complex, and it's an 1821 building that has been in the Perriott and Desterhand families over the years. We call it the Perriott Building, and it is now providing space for additional staff. We're really excited. We've just been moving in over the last 2 or 3 weeks and haven't had an official opening, but it's a stunningly beautiful addition to the complex on Charter Street.
The really endearing part of the HNOC is its absolute dedication to the public. Oh, of course, scholars come from around the world to do research, but you and I can also go in there and find out the history, say, on the past 2 New Orleans World's Fairs, or the stories of any number of lesser-known jazz musicians, or so much more. The buildings themselves are the exquisitely restored and unique examples of some of this country's most beautiful architecture. So next time you have a little time to spare, or you just want to get out of the heat, think about stepping into 533 Royal Street. You won't regret it. For more information about the Historic New Orleans Collection, go to wwno.org or nolavie.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin.
Thank you.